Breaking today on Seculo, New York judge holds Trump in contempt and threatens him with jail.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, so Judge Merchan, in the case involving Alvin Bragg in New York and President Trump, remember, there was a hearing on the gag order that President Trump was imposed upon by that judge, and President Trump thought much of that gag order was unconstitutional. Well, now his chance to appeal whether some of that gag order or all of that gag order is unconstitutional is now coming forward, and that's because the judge has decided that in at least 9 times so far, so that's $9,000 worth of fines, $1,000 for each violation of the gag order so far, that 9 times President Trump has violated the gag order put in place by Judge Merchan. This is the case, again, involving Alvin Bragg and the hush money payments that has been going on in New York City. This we know, and Alvin Bragg warned as well, that if this continues, you won't just be paying $1,000 fines, you could also be incarcerated. Now, what could incarcerated mean? It could certainly mean jail. I mean, that's of course what you first go to when you hear a term like that. The second way this could happen, of course, for a former president, could be some kind of house arrest. But think about it. This is not just a former president. This is also a current candidate for a major political party. And Logan, the fact is that these gag orders were very broad. They involve even potential witnesses. And President Trump is trying to run a campaign for president of the United States with the election in November, where we know early voting begins, in October. And now he's got to deal with not just the $1,000 of fines, but the threat of jail time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to hear from all of you about this situation and more at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 when you have these situations that are really threatening jail time. You said that's not us using hyperbole. Will, this is what was stated from the judge if he continues to talk.
That's right. In the order, it says, defendant is hereby warned that the court will not tolerate continued willful violations of its lawful orders, and that if necessary and appropriate under the circumstances, it will impose an incarceratory punishment. That's some sort of jail, as Jordan just described.
Yeah. I mean, that is a very serious accusation there, because what they're saying is, we'll give you one more chance, but you know what? You do this again, and we're not going to be so nice necessarily and just give you these $1,000 fines and let you say whatever you want. Now, on the flip side, what could President Trump's legal team do now? They could start challenging these. They could start appealing these to the next level in court. Remember, in a New York state court, that would be a court of appeals, which is a higher court, and there's special court of appeals for these. So you would start saying, hey, these gag orders are overbroad. We believe this is wrong, so we're going to start challenging them. I think for somebody like President Trump, who's not going to stop talking likely, they should do that as quickly as possible with a client like President Trump, because he is going to come out every day and give his rundown of the case, and they are taking that plus his comments on Truth and using it to say, yep, here's the violation of the gag order. We have to find him. Judge, you've got to find him. And next time around, you're going to put him in jail. Remember, he threatened the attorneys, too. He said, you are losing credibility in the court by even arguing that these gag orders are inappropriate. So there's a big divide in this court about whether these gag orders are correct. But I want to tell you this, folks, today is the final day of our Life and Liberty Challenge, where your donation will be doubled. You double the impact of your donation. We've talked to you about all of the cases we've been working on. We've got a new case filed today by the ACLJ asking for certiorari at the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll be talking about that, defending pro-life speech. Major case there. Logan's got a huge announcement coming up in the next segment. But remember, every donation today at ACLJ.org until midnight where you are tonight is double. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. This is Logan Seculo. Joining us is Will Hain, executive producer, and also Jordan Seculo is remote, and we also be joined later on by CeCe Heil as well as Rick Grinnell. I wanted to take a minute here. Jordan said I had a big announcement, and I'm just going to be completely honest and vulnerable with you guys right now of what happened. Last night, I'm always praying about the organization. What could we do? What could we do to do something more? When I hear these news items, you saw my emotion the last few days over these protests that are happening against Israel and against now what is really evangelicals, anyone who supports Israel in any stance. And really, I feel there is a deep, deep spiritual rot that's happening in America right now. And I really feel it in a way that's stronger than I've ever felt before. And really in my time of prayer and quiet, and I was just, you know, 10, 11 o'clock last night, and I had a kind of an awakening and a moment saying, what can we do? We obviously know the ACLJ can obviously be a big part of what's going on in the law. We can always file lawsuits. We can always be part of an incredible team around the world that can do it. But what can we do to impact culture in a way that could be, you know, groundbreaking and shaking? And really, Will, you know, he came to me this morning and said, there are new things that are coming each and every day. Today we learned of an eight-year-old in Montana. In Montana, having their Bible taken away in school, confiscated. You know, these are the kind of things that are happening. Small children having their Bibles taken away. Pro-life protesters getting their heads kicked in, curb stomped on the street. Protests that have taken over our elite institutions, college campuses. It's all happening in a moment that is nothing short of demonic. And I mean that in the most literal way. I believe that there is a demonic possession that's happening to the United States right now. And it's in deeper than maybe we could possibly imagine. And how do we respond to that? We can't just respond to it by telling you the facts, by giving you the news of the day. How can we do something bigger and something that has more impact? And today, I spent some time last night, maybe a few hours, developing a concept for a live event, hybrid documentary event, ACLJ special event that we're going to have. And it is going to be called, for right now, working title is, For the Love of God, Save Our Country. And that is how I feel. I bet it's how you're feeling right now too. That there is only one hope that really can save our country right now. And that is Jesus. That is not, though we think it's important, obviously, to be involved in all of these issues. But how can we then impact our cause, our great commission, if you will, to impact the world? How can we do that, the ACLJ? by impacting media in a way that we've never done before. So we're going to do this special event. And you say, Logan, when are we going to do this event? We are going to do this event on Halloween night, October 31st. We are going to premiere this around the country. You know, I want to reach hundreds of millions of people with this, with no paywall, by the way. I want to give it to you to make sure you can take it to your church. They can play it there. And why Halloween night? Obviously, there's some connections there, but also it's only 5 days from the general election. So you can be a part of this right now. And here's what I've done. This is the last day of our Life and Liberty Drive. And you have felt the change in this country. You felt the change in this broadcast. You felt the changes happening around the world right now. How can you get involved? I got some goals for us today that I believe were divinely inspired. And I would like you to be involved with it right now. My goal today is to hit $500,000 in funding so we can get this out to as many people as we can in an amazing way. This special live event. I'm going to work with our creative team. After this, I'm going to get on the phone with some broadcast partners we have, see who will air this. And also, more importantly, if you do this today, because I believe also in the power of presence, the power of people who are together, who are joined together in one singular moment. One, I'm going to ask you to pray for us because this is going to be a heavy event. But also, we're going to bring hope. We are going to bring joy. This is not just going to be dark times are here and they're here to last. No, we are going to be praising the name of Jesus in this special, and I want you to be involved with it. And if you give today during our Life and Liberty Drive, which ends tonight at midnight, I'm not giving you a lot of time here, I understand. I'm giving you about 12 hours here to act. I'm going to really ask you to do it right now while we're on the air. As a token of our appreciation, I'm going to put your name in the credits as a founding producer. That's right. You get your name forever immortalized, emblazoned on this piece as a founding producer. So any donation made today, you will have that credit forever. And again, we're going to put this out for free. And also, you're going to get it a week early. Well, it will premiere nationwide Halloween night, October 31st. I'm going to give it to you a week early. You know what I'm going to let you do with it? Whatever you want. You want to share it with your friends? Fantastic. You want to send it to your pastor and play it for your church? Awesome. Let me know. I'll try to pop in for a quick Q&A or something like that on Zoom, or however I can get involved, however I can help, I will do my best to do it, because I believe in the work of what we're doing here. When you go through really this extensive list of religious liberty matters that are happening around the country right now, and really you see what it is, there's one singular cause. There's one singular cause causing the destruction of all of this, and it is well beyond what's happening in the White House. Though that's obviously important. We're not downplaying that at all. So this is not about fear. This is not about terror. This is a rally and a rallying call to save not just America, but save Americans. Again, the goal is $500,000 in funding today. I hope we can make it. That was the number impressed upon my heart last night. And I know that sounds like a typical moment, but I promise you, you've never heard me talk like this before. I've never come on here and asked you like this. I've never given you numbers. I've never said anything like that. I was sitting there and I was overwhelmed by this feeling. You know, with that graphic I made myself last night, okay? That's concept art. I was sitting there on my computer at 11 o'clock last night, and within minutes, all of this had flooded out of me. I want you to get involved right now. So you can go to aclj.org/saveourcountry, aclj.org/saveourcountry to donate right now. Again, if you donate today, you will not only be a part of the Life and Liberty Drive, which is amazing, and help us have our biggest day we've ever had with that. It's matched. It's awesome. But you also will get credited as a founding producer, emblazoned in there forever, and you're going to get it a week early. And now comes the hard work for us to go make this piece and to change the world using really the grace of God that we have to potentially reach so many people with no barriers, with no paywalls. And we can't do it without you. So, Will, I did want to go over some of the reason right. A lot of this is happening, and you brought it up, is it does feel like this heavy time. I look forward now to going through and reading some of your comments, by the way, because I know this is different than you've ever heard me speak before. But we are constantly involved in a lot of cases when it comes to religious liberty. And it feels like it's getting worse and worse. Like you said, an 8-year-old in Montana, having their Bible taken away.
And we're sending a letter on that today.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a lot of others going on right now,
too. Well, that's right. And so I asked our attorneys, because these aren't things we talk about every single day, but this is the hard work combating an evil that is very present that our attorneys work on every day. And we had, we're helping a student that had Easter eggs confiscated in Georgia because the Easter eggs had Bible verses in them. Other students able to pass out things. The Bible verse was offensive to the administration. They took it away. We're fighting with a school district. They didn't just say, oh, we were wrong. Yeah, you're right. Here's the law. We have to fight them because the evil is overtaken common sense and logic. Whether it be that 8-year-old that was Bible confiscated, ordered not to bring her Bible to school or talk about God to her peers. Whether it be a manager of a senior assisted living center in Nebraska, she told a Bible study leader she couldn't have a Bible study where they live. We're seeing that over and over, where senior citizens aren't allowed to congregate in common areas where they live, where they pay to live, because for some reason having a Bible study with your friends and with your peers and your fellow citizens there is offensive. It's evil.
And that's the singular issues. Of course, we see the major protests happening. We're hearing the chants, death to America, death to Zionists. And by the way, now decoding Zionists doesn't just mean Jews. Decoding Zionists also means people that support Israel, which are what? Evangelical Christians primarily. So that means Jewish people and evangelical Christians. There's a definitely a strong force that wants to see both of those taken down. And we at the ACLJ are going to fight back with this special. I really look forward to seeing how it is received from all of you who are watching right now. And if you are watching, I'm going to encourage you to tell your friends about it right now. Text them that link, aclj.org/saveourcountry. Ask them to get involved. This is a moment in time that it's going to take months to get this piece together, but we thought what a perfect time to release it just a few days before the general election on Halloween, October 31st. And really not just showcase the darkness that is happening, but really turn people to the light. Give people an opportunity to turn to the light before it is too late, because we are getting there. We are getting very close to it. We are seeing it. We are feeling it. It is not just happening in the courtrooms. It's not just happening on our college campuses. It's happening in everyone's individual lives. And we want you to get involved right now. Again, the goal is $500,000 in fundraising today. It's a pretty wild goal, I'll be honest. It's a pretty wild goal. But again, it was a number that I felt was impressed upon me to say today. So if you give today, not only you get your name in the credits as a founding producer, you're also going to get our new project, our new special event, ACLJ Film special event, For the Love of God, Save Our Country. It's going to come out on Halloween. You're going to get it a week early, and I want you to take it and spread it like wildfire. Get it to anyone who could possibly see it. Again, no paywalls, no logins. You're going to get it absolutely at no cost, but we can't do it without you. We need your support today. Again, aclj.org/saveourcountry. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months, and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
joining us remotely, and CeCe Heil is in studio right now. Jordan, I do want to, before bringing CeCe, we need to break down a bit of what this current topic is, because I think people need to have a background understanding of how long the ACLJ has been involved in this pro-life work, and also what the current update is. We talked about that project that we are going to launch and that you can donate to right now. This ties right in to sort of the warfare that's happening really on our streets. Oh, I think we lost Jordan right now. CeCe, you can answer that.
I can
give us a bit of that history.
That's right. So we're filing at the Supreme Court in this case, and this case involves what we've heard about for a long time, buffer zones around abortion clinics. So that just means that cities will enact these ordinances that stop people from, and usually sidewalk counselors, that's who it's aimed at, pro-life sidewalk counselors, from engaging in any kind of speech with the women as they enter into an abortion clinic. And we've seen that when, you know, a sidewalk counselor is able to discuss and have a conversation with these women, a lot of times the women actually see their options and make a different choice. So you know that the, you know, abortion world hates that. And so with these bubble zones, buffer zones, we have seen that. And the Supreme Court has actually engaged in this buffer zone debate for a while. And one of the main cases was Hill v. Colorado, and that was in 2000. And that's when they actually upheld a bubble zone, a buffer zone case. And then later in 2014, in McCullen v. Coakley, they actually struck down a buffer zone case. And so this case that we are filing today, we have been engaged in for 10 years. We filed originally in New Jersey. It's a buffer zone in New Jersey. We filed in 2014. And just to kind of give you some history and how our attorneys are engaged, 2014 we filed. We actually won the case on summary judgment at a federal district court in 2017. And then it was appealed to the Third Circuit, and we lost in 2019. They sent it back for a full bench trial. So then in 2022, we had a full bench trial, and the federal court, the lower district court, relied on the Third Circuit interpretation of that bad Hill v. Colorado case, and we lost. So then went back up to the Third Circuit. We appealed again, and we lost, and that was in 2024. And now today, we are at the Supreme Court of the United States filing for them to take this case.
Jordan, it's a decade-long battle, but we don't stop here at the ACLJ. And again, some comments are coming in right now, and I want to encourage everyone, because we are in that Life and Liberty Drive. People are asking how we donate towards that goal. Just go to aclj.org. Any donations made goes to that goal. If you want to go specifically to the domain, it is aclj.org/saveourcountry. But all donations made go to that, and they're matched right now. But Jordan, these are our long-term fights, and we are at the Supreme Court right now.
Yeah, and as CeCe said, I mean, this was a case that was initially filed in the Hill case in the year 2000. So we're not just talking about a decades-long case. That's Turco. That's the case that we're taking up today. But this issue of floating bubble zones for peaceful, calm, these are pro-life, not protesters. These are sidewalk counselors. So this is not 100 people screaming at you as you're entering in a medical facility. This is a person coming up to you saying, hey, do you know there's another option down the street? There's a pro-life pregnancy center where you could get an ultrasound and maybe rethink before you have this abortion procedure about what your other options are. So it's that kind of conversation, that kind of tone. We are not talking about protesters, mass protest in these situations. Logan, that case was 2000. Hill case. That was not a decade ago. That was more than two decades ago. That's 24 years. And since then, what have we seen? We've seen the overturning of Roe versus Wade. We've seen the fight for life return to the states. But I think, which also goes to your special project, because we are seeing, while we overturned Roe versus Wade, we are seeing many states reject any kind of pro-life initiatives. And so what we want to do, and what we want to make sure is that in this case, is that pro-life speech is protected and that the Supreme Court decisions match. So if you're going to overturn Roe versus Wade, you should also overturn these restrictions like in Turco versus the city of Englewood, New Jersey, which is filed today by the American Center for Law and Justice, as we have been battling for pro-life free speech for more than two, it's really been closer to three decades, and we'll continue to fight. And I think, Logan, again, that fight that we're seeing for life, this idea, this culture of death that we are having to combat right now in our states, and we're losing because they're lying to people. They're saying this will stop IVF. This will punish women, even though that's not in the law. We have to be so clear this time. And I think it's got to be that broad fight, like you talked about, Logan, in kind of just this big pitch to the American people that all these issues are tied together. We are feeling it more at the ACLJ now than I've ever felt it in my career here at the ACLJ. And we've taken on some pretty tough battles. Since I saw that brutality of October 7th and the Hamas attack, Logan, I mean, it just seems like it's been getting worse and worse, and it's been building up inside. I mean, I have a physical response to it, a mental response to it, and of course now the spiritual response. And what you're working on now, we're all together working on, is the ACLJ response. Listen, we're still going to be doing all the policy work.
Of course.
We're going to be doing all the legal battles, but we're going to do something else that's different to try and change our culture. Because without the United States as that shining city on the hill, the world crumbles. The world goes to hell.
Jordan, it can't be lost either, the sick irony that we're seeing right now, where we're having to go to the Supreme Court to fight for free speech of an individual in a public place, in the chaos we're seeing on college campuses, where they're promoting terrorism, actual terrorism from a designated terrorist organization. They are taking over buildings. They are vandalizing. It's lawlessness. That's happening. But an individual wanting to counsel a woman on life, we have to go to the Supreme Court because they're trying to make laws against that. And just that should lay bare the sick disparity that exists.
And then even with the overturning of Roe versus Wade and the taking down of Roe without having these high standards that it used to have to meet, we are still battling the case of this individual speaker being able to go up to a woman about to enter into an abortion clinic and say, hey, can I talk to you for a few minutes?
Yeah, we're not.
If they say no, guess what? They walk away. But Logan, guess what? We're taking the battle to the next level. Tell people how we're going to do it and what we need from them right now.
Right. It is beyond anything we've ever done here at the ACLJ. This is spiritual war like I've never seen before. A lot of people question, and I see those comments being like, well, how do you continue to believe when you see the world crumble like this? Well, when you look the devil in the eyes, you'll believe. And that's what we're going to do here. You need to go to ACLJ.org right now. Again, we have a major goal, a goal that I don't even know if, in a realistic sense, in a non-spiritual sense, is not even possible. But with your support and with the hand of God, we can do this right now. Our goal is $500,000 today. Today. And you'll get it a week early, and that's a great perk. You'll get to share it with your friends and family in your churches. You also get your name in the credits as a founding producer. That's amazing. But really what it's going to do is be able to spread this word worldwide and, of course, in our country when you need it the most. I need you to go to ACLJ.org/saveourcountry or any donation to ACLJ.org as we wrap up our Life and Liberty Drive. Second half hour is coming up. For those who don't get us, find us on social media. Back in less than a minute.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
We do have Jordan connected. I just want to make sure that all of you know what's going on. Obviously, we've had some connection. If you're watching, you've seen some like flashes of darkness. I know on Rumble we've had some issues. So if we're talking about spiritual warfare, by the way, I believe it's happening right now in this broadcast. And I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm not saying that. I'm seeing it. These are errors and issues that we've never had happen before. But of course, it happens as soon as we start talking about this kind of work. Go to ACLJ.org, support that work right now, and specifically our new project, For the Love of God, Save Our Country. It is all about, essentially, how I said it before and how I felt like I got the word last night, was casting out the demon possession, the demonic possession of the United States of America right now, that we are under it, we're feeling it in a way we've never felt before. I've never thought about walking down the street and being threatened just because of my beliefs. That's something that you felt like came out of 80s, Christian propaganda, but guess what? It's happening now. And it's happening, Jordan, on our streets, at our college campuses, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a pro-Israel, just anyone who is pro-Israel, it is happening. People, like you said, being curb stomped for, getting their heads kicked in. For what? For trying to talk to people outside of a pregnancy center or trying to offer a free ultrasound? We are living in an upside-down world right now. And we have to showcase that, but also showcase how we can answer back. And there's only one way we can do that. But Jordan, there's a lot going on. I know a lot of people are joining us right now too to hear about the gag orders and all that. So we can kind of reset a bit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and listen, we have to fight every one of these battles, Logan. And that's what we do with the ACLJ. So we're going to fight the gag orders. And these gag orders, oftentimes, when higher courts look at them, if they are appealed, get thrown out or at least get limited because they are overbroad, especially when you talk about hypothetical people, potential witnesses, not actual witnesses, but potential witnesses. And like, how is Donald Trump supposed to know that anybody he talks about could become a potential witness that he now has to pay a fine or go to jail for talking about, especially when some of these witnesses do have some pretty ridiculous backgrounds, including going to jail for lying under oath or losing cases when they have broken NDAs with President Trump and actually owing him money in the case of Stephanie Richards. I mean, but this is, Logan, it's a small part. It's like they say, like the only time I've ever had an issue with this entire system is today. I hook up with Newsmax 4 times a week through this system, hook up with the broadcast all over the world. I've used this system, and it's today. It's the day we say, you know what? We're going to fight all of these individual cases, but we're going to take it bigger than that because we've got it on our hearts that there's this evil that is just perpetrating. You see it right there. This evil that is perpetrating our communities. I see the school shootings in our communities and my own children's school communities, Logan. It's time for Christians and those who want to stand with us to fight back, because if the United States doesn't stand for anything anymore, the world is lost.
Absolutely. And look, I mean,
the world is really lost. We are the guardian of freedom, liberty, and faith in the world. And we can't even decide right now, should we support Ukraine or not? Should we fund Israel or should we support Hamas? I mean, these are the debates happening in the United States on college campuses right now.
Yeah, people are asking right now. I'm trying to read all the comments going through. Do they have to specifically donate to that link? No, any donation, ACLJ.org, you will get your name in the credits as a founding producer. It will go to the match right now because this is the end of our Life and Liberty Drive. I don't want to kind of disrupt that as well. It's all combined, though. It's all one thing that's happening last night. I promise you, 12 hours ago, this idea had not come to me. This was sitting there alone in silence late at night. Kids are asleep. My wife is asleep. It's my wife's birthday also, so happy birthday to my wife. And I said, what can we do? What can we do that's more? And just in silence, this all came to me. And I really want you to be a part of it right now. Go to ACLJ.org. Or if you want to go directly, ACLJ.org/saveourcountry. If you're listening, you can do that. If you're watching right now, there's a QR code you can scan that will take you straight there. Do it right now. ACLJ.org. Again, our goal today is lofty. And I would never have said this goal out loud normally. And that goal is $500,000. Okay, and we're already seeing people come out of the woodwork today and really be a part of this. So join us, and I'll keep you updated throughout the day on that. Go to ACLJ.org. We'll be right back with Rick Grinnell.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary. to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. We are joined by Jordan Seculo, obviously remote. We have Will Haynes in studio with me, executive producer, and now Rick Grinnell joining us remote as well. Rick, welcome back. We are talking today a lot about what's happening and how, in general, and I think you summed it up better than I could have when we discussed this with Will this morning, which is this new project we have launched today, For the Love of God, Save Our Country, which is going to be a special event film by ACLJ Films. It's going to come out on Halloween, October 31st. That is just 5 days before the general election, because we know that there is a deep spiritual darkness and heaviness that really connects to all ACLJ issues, every issue that we touch, and we could see it more. And I feel like now, more than it maybe ever has been, it is really, really on public display.
You know, a better person to have on this show than me is my mom, because my mom every day calls or texts and tells me that we are in a spiritual battle. She sees this and very clearly, and she reminds all of her kids that what's happening in America, what's happening around the world, what's happening in Israel is all about this spiritual battle of good versus evil. And I believe it, I see it, and I see what's happening in our schools, for instance. We've kind of sat by and allowed our schools for the past 20 years to deteriorate to the point where now we really are teaching our kids to hate America, hate the Bible, hate Christianity, hate Judeo-Christian values. And that's concerning to me. That's very concerning to me. I think that one of the reasons I joined ACLJ is because of this deep-rooted Judeo-Christian value-based system where we look for ways to help. We look for ways to try to get America and policies around the world at the UN or the ICC. We try to bring in our world perspective, because I believe this fight that we're having, we need to be involved. We can't sit back and just watch this spiritual battle. We've got to pray. We've got to give. We've got to be vocal.
Rick, I wanted to ask this, Jordan, about to how the world sees us. So when these protests are happening at our top universities from coast to coast, and they can't be shut down, Columbia thought it would take a week. It's now, they don't even know when they'll be able to return to campus. I mean, they've gone fully remote, maybe for the rest of the entire semester. I mean, that's a lot. Again, even to the summer, they don't know what to do yet. I mean, their police can't handle it. Riot police in other schools. This is playing right into the hands of our enemies around the world. This is what they want to see. They want to see these pro-Hamas students taking over well-known worldwide institutions in the United States as if this is the norm, as if this is the mainstream. And I'm sure that's how they're portraying it across the country, in their countries, and around the world, as that this is the norm and the mainstream in America.
You know, last week I hosted Liz Truss, the former British Prime Minister, here in California for a book party. She's got a new book out. And we talked about this exact thing. And she was saying, you know, what's happening on the college campuses in America will, you know, take 3-6 months to start permeating in college campuses and universities around the world, that she already sees some of the evidence in Great Britain, where the same fight is beginning to happen. I think that we've got to be very vigilant right now, because what happens in America, our friends, allies, and others are watching and emulating and trying to see how we combat it. So this has got global impact. I do say that as I travel the world, there's a lot of friends, allies, and others who are rooting for the conservatives in America. They don't want to see this woke ideology take over. They still believe that if America can have this this push for Judeo-Christian values, and even the Arab governments believe this, that if we can have this conservative viewpoint in America, that then the rule of law, democracy, capitalism becomes the shining beacon for the rest of the world, and they like that.
To me, this is ultimately, it is about, I mean, the biggest battles, when you see what's happened to our college campuses, when you see what our young people are being indoctrinated with, when you see, again, the images that look like you're seeing them from some other part of the world, but we're not. We're seeing them here in our own country, and it's coast to coast, school to school, campuses in the Northeast, Ivy League, down in the Southeast, to the West Coast, again, we don't want to lose an entire culture to this evil that is somehow drawn in to the violence of Hamas on October 7th and drawn in to the violence of the Islamic Republic of Iran when they tried to strike Israel with those thousands of drones.
Look, I can't help but think, as you're talking about the fact that elections have consequences, we have bad policies that come out when elections turn sour. And funding Iran, for instance, creates wars. Showing weakness creates wars. An open border creates chaos and terrorists in our country. This is the evil that is infecting not only America and American policies, but the world. And we need to be ready for battle here. You know, we weren't promised to be the greatest nation in the history of the world forever. Ronald Reagan warned us. Every single generation has to fight for their freedom. And this is our fight. This is our fight. And I would say to people, are you ready? Are you battle tested? Are you weary and not able to withstand the onslaught? But we need to guard ourselves with prayer, and we need to be ready for this spiritual battle, because it's an absolute spiritual battle between good and evil.
100%. Rick, this is a really interesting time for the ACLJ as an organization and as a country. I mean, we are seeing it on, like I said, there's no way that you can look at what's happening around the world and not feel it. You can feel this darkness, this oppression that is happening. And look, you said about your mom, the comments flooding in. We want Mama Grinnell on the broadcast. That is coming through. People are saying, yes, we need that. We need more people like her out there. We need more people praying. Look, and we launched earlier this year the ACLJ prayer guide. Or maybe it was last year. We thought, okay, maybe people will enjoy it. Maybe it's something they would like. And we had an overwhelming response to where we're updating it continually. We're putting out new versions of it each and every quarter because people are seeing and feeling this deepness, this darkness, this spiritual nature that's happening right now. And that is why we have decided to do this project. And again, this project wasn't like we've had it months in development. We have legitimately had this project in development for 12 hours. Okay? Since I went to sleep around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock last night, I felt the hand of God saying this is something we need to do, and we need to announce it tomorrow. We need to have a goal that is really difficult to hit, but a goal that was put on our heart, which was, again, $500,000 by the end of today, which sounds crazy, but with that kind of money, we can go and make this piece incredible. We can continue our hard work at the ACLJ, and we could take it and put it out there, and here's the key. The key thing, and I think it's different, Rick, from us, from a lot of people, is that we want our content out there. So this is not going to be behind a paywall. We are going to get this to as many people as we can, to the churches, to television broadcasters if they want to air it, to streaming services if they want it. That's going to be my next goal, is to get on the phone with a lot of our partners that we've had over the years and saying, you're going to want this, and it's coming on Halloween, and of course that is October 31st, and it is only 5 days from what? The general election. So the tension is going to be maybe the highest. We think that will probably be the peak of what's going on in this country.
So what you're saying, Logan, is we need 500 people to give $1,000.
We could definitely do it with just the people who are watching right now. 4,000 of you are just watching on YouTube and Rumble combined. We could do it right now.
Yeah, 500 people giving $1,000 to really put forward amazing messaging that is well-researched about a warning to our country and to the world that we are in a spiritual battle. I think there's a lot of people that could do that. I hope they will give. I was getting chills as you were talking about it. Can't wait to see it. I think it's perfect to come out on Halloween because we're already thinking about spiritual battles during this time of an election. And so I hope people will give. I hope they understand that this is a great moment.
Thank you so much, Rick. Go to aclj.org/saveourcountry right now to make that donation, or you can just go to aclj.org. You can scan the code. It's on your screen. There's anyways. But again, if you do it, the perks are your name, because I believe in sharing that too. And you can opt out, by the way, if you feel like you don't want to be included in that. You can have your name put in the credits of this film as a founding producer. And I'm only doing founding producers for this first day. After that, that's it for the founders. Those are the ones who originally said they would get behind it. All of you ACLJ day one people, I want you to get involved right now. aclj.org/saveourcountry. Do it right now. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to take as many calls as we can. We have a full bank of calls right now. So stay on hold if you're on hold and keep calling. And we'll get to you. Again, I know this is a different kind of show that you have ever probably heard from us before, but it is the darkest time, and we need your help. And it is, again, the last day of our Life and Liberty Drive. We want to showcase hope. We want to showcase that we can make a difference in this world, and that is what we're going to do with this new project and a Life and Liberty Drive in general. We'll be right back. Go to aclj.org.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Welcome back to Secular. We're going to take as many calls as we can, all while telling you about the last day of our life in Liberty Drive and, of course, our new project that I just announced, For the Love of God, Save Our Country, that's going to be coming out in Halloween, 5 days before the election, and you're going to be a part of it. You can be a founding producer right now if you donate today. It also goes to our Life and Liberty Drive goal, so be a part of it right now. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Let's go first to Veronica, who's got a very specific question, but you've been holding a long time, Veronica, so I didn't want to keep you waiting any longer. Watching on YouTube, go ahead.
Wow, I am so, so thankful for your team and my family. We support you. And my question is, I'm not a legal person, but I'm one of We the People. And the Supreme Court, this court trial of Trump is so outrageous. And aren't there any rules about how it can, how it's supposed to operate? And how can We the People, can the Supreme Court just jump in?
Yeah, we have an answer for you on that.
So the Supreme Court can't just jump in on this because this is a state court matter. So right now it's in the what they call the Supreme Court of New York, which is actually their lower court, which gets very confusing when you start talking about Supreme Courts and non-Supreme Courts. But this court, it's in state court currently. So in theory, for the judicial system to work itself out and for the president to be able to appeal these things, it would have to go up the chain all the way through state courts and then get final judgment from the final court in New York before the Supreme Court could jump in on this matter. So it's not an immediate remedy. And that's why you've seen in many of the other cases, like the immunity order and things of that nature, which even were in federal court, had to go through the levels of the judicial system before it could even reach the Supreme Court, like that case is now. So that wouldn't be a short-term fix. It would take some time.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's continue on. Let's go to Linda, who's calling in Florida, listening on the radio. We appreciate it, Linda. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. Thanks for taking my call. I think it's a high privilege to even donate to you guys, and I have been doing it.
Thank you.
And I want to give 1% today of your 500. And you guys have done so many great things through the years, and I'm so proud of you. It's the least we could do is support you, everything you do. And I really feel it's a spiritual battle, just like what you were saying. And when I see God and I stand before him, he says, what did you do? This is one of them, Lord. I'm just really thrilled and privileged to even participate. And I thank you for that.
Linda, thank you so much for calling. And when you held for 48 minutes, and I appreciate that, because those kind of words are the ones that, keep us going, really, in these dark and heavy times when things are rougher than they've ever been. And I mean that from all sense of the word. But we can't do it without people like you. And know that I appreciate it so much. My family prays for you as well. And for all of the people who support the organization and support us. And thank you, Linda, so much. And again, I look forward to seeing her name in the credits there. So it's going to be pretty cool. Let's go ahead and keep this going. Let's go to Ann, who's calling. Watch on Facebook in Pennsylvania. Ann, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much. It's an honor, quite an honor. Before I make my comment or my question for you about the Supreme Court and pertaining in particular to what's going on our college campuses, so, I've been like you guys. I've been on this pro-life fight for decades, and I thank God for you guys. What you have done for life, for starters, unconstitutional gag orders are just that, unconstitutional. But whether it's the victim of lawfare and having his civil rights and First Amendment rights violated, like Donald Trump is having to go through, this is a serious matter, whether people want to realize this or not, because all of our rights are going to be violated. If we allow what's going on with the president of the United States, the former president, this could happen to any of us at any time. So now as far as like, the First Amendment rights, as far as like abortion and verbalizing support for Israel. Yes, like you said, you basically said this about whatever you were referring to, but you said the U.S. has to stand, period.
Yeah, absolutely. The U.S. has to make sure that we are still, as Jordan said, that shining city on a hill, if you will, that's always going to be there to set the example for how the rest of the world reacts. And right now we are failing.
And to your point, Anne, as well, that you bring up the protests that are happening on university campuses, it's pro-life speech that they're trying to regulate out, that they're trying to pass laws to make it a criminal or civil violation if you engage in that activity. It's not pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist speech that we're seeing take over university campuses across the country, canceling commencements, breaking into buildings, lawlessness, tearing down police barricades. That's not happening from pro-life counselors. That's happening from the radical pro-Hamas left. And they're not the ones that are having laws passed against them. It's the pro-life counselors that are.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank everyone in the comments, by the way, that is saying that they are giving to this cause. I really appreciate it. And those who say they can't, I totally understand. We are in a heavy time also in the world when it comes to the economic situation that we're situated in. So if you can't give, there is no shame in that. And know that we pray for you. I encourage you, all you, what you could do actually for free is you could just share this. Share this on all your social media platforms. Talk about it with your friends. Tell people about it. Tell people about the ACLJ. And making sure you're liked and subscribed. And we're about to cross 400,000 on YouTube. I would love to do that. 400,000 subscribers. I would love to do that later this week. So if you could hit that subscribe button, if you're new, that's a free way that you can support the work of the ACLJ beyond a donation, which obviously we greatly appreciate. Quickly, we'll try to get to the next two calls. Robin in Nevada, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to express my outrage when they're trying to keep Trump from being out there campaigning. The election interference seems like it should be in a dictatorship country, a country where there's corruption. I'm just appalled.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel like they are sort of the victim of this kind of attack. And we are seeing it, though, beyond Trump. We are seeing it beyond the White House. We are seeing it in a deeply, deeply disturbing spiritual way here. I've said that when I was putting together my notes last night, was the reason we decided to do this and release it 5 days before the election is before a vote is cast. I understand some people are early voting, that kind of thing. Before a vote is tabulated, let's say, that we turn our eyes to Jesus and we turn our eyes to Christ and away from the only true answer to this. Because you may be a Trump supporter, you may be a Biden supporter, you may be a Kennedy supporter, you may be someone else. But you know, God knows who's going to win this election. At the end of the day, though, we still have to be there, even if the guy you want doesn't win. And what does that look like? What does that look like even as a country and as an organization? We're going to answer a lot of those questions. Steve's calling in Pennsylvania. Steve, we only got about a minute and a half, but you're on the air.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate the program. And I'm right on the same page with you about the spiritual conflict. I believe we created a vacuum in this country, a negative vacuum several decades ago when we removed the ultimate authority from our schools, from our society. And now it's been replaced with a darkness.
Yeah.
So my personal feeling is this country has been reaping currently what's been sowed into these over the last few generations.
Yeah.
And I would encourage the readers to read the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. Jesus spoke of all this to his disciples 2,000 mm-hmm. years ago. Thank you.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you so much for calling. And Will, we are fighting. We have so many. I think you just gave me a list of 24. We were able to get to them all today. We'll get to them and we'll post them. Of all, even just the ones that seem small, the individual person that we are currently supporting, whether that is an 8-year-old getting their Bible taken away in the state of Montana. You know, that's happening in Montana. Schools are confiscating Bibles still in this country. Be a part right now of the Life and Liberty Drive, and specifically be a part of our brand new project, For the Love of God, Save Our Country. We can't do it without you, but I believe we have a goal of $500,000 to raise today, and I could use your support. So right now, as this show comes to a close, say a prayer about it, scan the QR code, and give to the ACLJ. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.